This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
With a whole bunch of Trump faithful at Shields Arena, Fargo, North Dakota. Somebody do the math on me, for me. When is the president taking the stage? Right, 8 hours? 7 hours? 8 hours, right? Isn't it? 7 o'clock tonight? 9 hours. Yeah, I don't know. In a few hours. And there's a whole lot of people here, and some of them have been here since last night. But I have to tell you something that I'm fairly confident about. I think everybody that wants to get in is going to get in, because I think there's been so much hubbub about 20,000 tickets requested, and, you know, the line is a lot smaller than it normally is. Like, for instance, in Duluth, it was significantly, I mean, they started it well before the 11 o'clock the day before. And as of, you know, late yesterday afternoon, there was one here. So I don't know. I have been encouraging folks to just soak it all in. Take in the experience. Not fret with, what if this? Where am I going to do that? How about that? Just you know, go for a ride. Get on the Trump train. Go for a ride. And take it all in. The president doesn't visit every day. Just don't fret the details. Just go. Just go. That's what I've been telling a lot of folks, and I will continue to tell them that. I also will tell you that while 20,000 tickets were requested, they tell us that about 1 in 3 are normally used. So, you know, that's something to keep in mind as well. Anyway,
the Trump train, huh? Wasn't that an O.J. song?
I hope so. Get on it. Get on the Trump train. And a lot of folks have. Headed for Fargo from every corner. Just talking to somebody just coming now. I said, where are you from? South Dakota. All excited. I mean, they're from all over having a great time. So, Congressman Kevin Cramer's here for the Talk Radio Town Hall. Your questions or comments, welcome for him, as they always are. 258-0550. Any questions that we can answer about the rally? The rally is about Congressman Cramer, right? I mean, that's why President Trump's coming. So, who better to ask your questions about the rally than Congressman Cramer, who joins us on a very busy time in the United States House of Representatives. Hello, sir. How are you?
Hey, Scott, I'm doing very well, thank you. And I'm quite certain the Trump rally will be all about America and the president and our veterans and border security and trade and tax cuts. It'll be more about that and less about me. That's my hope.
Well, I'm sure the president's going to do what he does at rallies, but my point is he wouldn't be here if he wasn't endorsing you, campaigning for you, supporting you, and you know, recognizing the importance of this race this November. So, you know, it's a rally to support Congressman Kevin Cramer. I didn't hype that up. I'm seeing that everywhere.
Well, certainly, I think it's a compelling reason for him to come to North Dakota. But I think above everything, the thing that I appreciate about him and want to acknowledge about him is that there's no flyover country with this president. He doesn't ignore the middle of the country. He's very engaged with every state. He's engaged with governors. He's engaged with, the state officials in every category. He's engaged with mayors. He's engaged with the congressional delegations, not just Republicans, but Republicans and Democrats. It's really quite remarkable to have a president that's this personally accessible to the rest of us, and this is just one more illustration of it. So I'm grateful he's coming to the heartland.
And your questions and comments are welcome for Congressman Cramer. They're already coming in. We're going to also roam the crowd, and a few folks heard we were going to have you on today and said, hey, how can I be part of that? We said, come on over. So we'll grab a few of those folks if they don't get stage fright to join us and ask questions as well. Already over 200 people in line, and all very happy, all ready to count down. So great fun. Let's go to the calls for Congressman Cramer. Bill is on the road. We'll start with you. Bill, what's on your mind for Congressman Kevin Cramer?
Congressman, the KFYR ran a story this morning, early morning news, about some controversy between you and the White House concerning their purported support of Haiti on some issues. I've never heard anything about that. Is there any truth to that?
it's more of a hyped swamp news story, and it's less about me and more about, I think, some internal issues at the White House and other Republican officials out here. But I've never noticed that he's supported her a lot. He certainly has encouraged her a lot. He took her to Mandan on Air Force One, along with Senator Hoeven and me, to encourage her support for Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. And she played along for a long time before she voted no. He worked with her closely on trying to find some, you know, common ground and compromise in the repeal and replacement or a fix of Obamacare. And she played along for a long time and then voted no. He encouraged her to help us roll back job-killing regulations on our oil and gas industry. She played along for a while until the day of the vote and voted no. And so I think, you know, to that degree, he certainly has engaged with her. But, you know, I think he made it pretty clear in his tweet a couple of weeks ago who he supports. He you know, we might want to recall that in March, the vice president came to Fargo and on the president's behalf to endorse me and raise some money for my campaign. And so, no, there's not any truth to it other than there's a little bit of a reference to some swamp news.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Congressman. And again, it really disappoints me that it was a news article that tried to stir up some controversies the way I saw it. I know the president's totally behind you as well.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate it. And one of the things about the media, Scott, maybe it's a good time to talk about it. You notice that even the North Dakota, a lot of the mainstream North Dakota media love to take the controversial stories, make headlines. You know, if CNN can do a story on her behalf, they love to take it, run with it, pretend it's real. You might recall even over a year ago, CNN came up with this fake story that was evidently planted by the Heitkamp campaign, that the Republicans actually weren't recruiting me, that that I was toxic, that I, you know, they were hoping to find a better candidate than me. And then, as of course, a year and a half later, it turns out that I was the most recruited candidate in America. You know?
How's the accuracy of that story looking for fake news? You know? And by the way, folks should know, just based on this story, this is, you know, a problem, obviously, in the national media, but also, you know, locally and regionally. I mean, there is an alliance between, you know, the causes and candidates on the left and many newsrooms, because many newsrooms are filled with liberals. And that's a fact. It's as much a fact here as it is anywhere. So important to know. We've talked about that during the DAPL coverage, you know, as a prime example. Next call for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead, anonymous call, which, by the way, if you don't want to leave your name, that's no problem. Don't have to tell us where you're from. Anybody's welcome to join the conversation on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just curious, what kind of qualifications do you have to get a job at FSA in Morton County? And the other question was, when are we going to have that FSA meeting for the farmers, if you know that? I know you're busy, but I was just wondering if you knew that answer yet.
No, a couple of things. First of all, on the question of qualifications, obviously it depends on the job that you're applying for, and I don't hire them. The FSA state director and others do that, but, you know.
Are you appointed?
The only political appointee at FSA that I know of at the state level is the state director. And of course his boss is appointed, and his boss appointed, his boss is the Secretary of Agriculture. So that's where the political part, I think, ends, is with the state director. With regard to the qualifications for the state director, you know, obviously you look at different things, and it's a position that the congressional delegation, particularly senior senator, has a great deal to say about. We look for, you know, people that think like we think, obviously, philosophically, but then who also have some background either in agriculture or lending, or preferably both. All of that said, the meeting that we are talking about, we are putting together. We've been working on it. We just haven't settled on a date where we get the right people together, but we are actually, my staff is working hard on it.
I get the impression that, despite, you know, this program, I know Darrell Issa, the Farm Bureau, has been working hard on this, and, you know, others bringing attention to some real, just plain and simple commerce service problems and flat, you know, sort of rudeness and retaliation and everything else, that there hasn't been much in the way of improvement. I mean, there's work to be done yet, is there not, Kevin?
Well, you know, that's what I would have to presume based on the feedback I get. Now, I always want to be fair that there are two sides to every story, but coming at me are a lot of people from one side of the story, and if it weren't so many, if it was just like one farmer, two borrowers and one lender or something like that, but it's multiple borrowers that have complained, and it hasn't let up. While we had, you know, reported some improvement, at least among the lenders, that seems to have lasted about a week. So, no, we continue to be on it and trying to get a meeting put together. One of the questions we're having and trying to struggle through is how open do we have the meeting? In other words, you know, is it a wide open forum, or do we try to restrict it only to people who, you know, who are having the problems with other key people? Because one thing about this issue, while we can sort of generally talk about it on air, remember, we are talking about some very specific private information, because you're talking about borrowers and lenders. So we want to be protected.
Sensitive, sure. No, it makes sense. All right, stay tuned, caller. I appreciate you checking in today, though, and glad to know that meeting is in the works. Hey, by the way, quick reminder, Tuesday, July 10th, we're going to be in Antler. Back for their free steak supper, membership drive, annual meeting for the Farm Bureau, Botno and Renville County. Thanks to our friends at Hefty Seed Company, Northern Plains Equipment, Green Ag Services, Borgold Industries, and Gooseneck Implement for bringing us up there along with the Farm Bureau folks. July 10th, 5 to 8 p.m. Don't want to miss that. It's going to be great fun.
Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind. Being equipped for tomorrow starts today. Buy now to save on the New Holland equipment you need from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer. You can take advantage of 0% financing plus cashback options on select New Holland tractors, hay, and harvesting equipment. This is a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to see how much you could save. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers Revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic, computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Fargo, North Dakota. Well, for today it is. Shields Arena, where the Make America Great Again rally will be happening tonight. We are live and on location. Congressman Kevin Kerr is back in Washington, D.C. He'll be hopping on Air Force One and flying here with the president later today. Before we continue our talk radio town hall and take your questions and comments, CJ's here from DAC Diesel to tell us about what they're up to today. CJ.
How's it going, Scott?
Going great, sir. How are you?
Busy. Oh, I just need some breathing room sometimes. It's crazy, but yeah, I got two Duramaxes pulled apart, two Cummins pulled apart, and then a Cat C-15 pulled apart, you know, so just crazy. And then my guy's out sick today, and I'm training in the secretary today, so just very busy. So, but you know, at the same time, you know, no matter what you have, still call me, and I'll definitely, you know, try to schedule you and, you know, get you taken care of shortly. So, you know, whether it's a truck, pickup truck, tractor, definitely give me a call. So,
absolutely. And you know what you're doing? You're making America great again by all that crazy busy time you have going right there. DAC Diesel.
Yeah.
Give CJ a call at 210-0888. That's his cell phone number. Get on that docket. Get any diesel work you need done. You want it done right. Thank you, CJ.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. Appreciate it.
Sounds good. All right, we got a question from the audience here. Actually, the folks that, as I mentioned, I think I told you this, Congressman Kramer, we're literally right, I don't know, 3 feet from the line where folks are in line today. And a lot of folks going on, and somebody's had a question for you. So go ahead.
Yeah, Scott, I'm standing here. What's your name, please?
Teresa Liffrig.
Hi, Teresa. Where are you from?
Williston, North Dakota.
You came all the way from Williston to be here today.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Good. So you have a question for Kevin Kramer, and he's on the radio right now. He's listening to you, Teresa.
Hi, Kevin Kramer. I was just wondering if you're going to be here today so we could see you.
All right, Kevin, what do you think?
Yeah, I am going to be there. Teresa, in fact, we were able to move the immigration vote up on the schedule so they'll get to vote for the four pillars immigration bill that the president wants so badly before I leave here and board Air Force One, and we'll be there with the president.
All right.
Very good.
Yes, he's going to make it.
Thanks,
he's going to make it. There was some question of whether he was or not, but he's absolutely going to make it. Yep, love it. All right.
Scott, I've got another guest here, another friend of ours that wants to ask a question. What's your name, sir?
Richard Fuller, Jr.
Richard, where are you from?
I'm from Fargo now.
Okay, Richard, what's your question for Kevin Kramer?
Well, we got a lot of veterans that were exposed to chemicals in Korea, and I'd like to see the bill that's being presented passed. I wonder if he's for it.
I'm absolutely
right
for it.
Kevin?
I think I'm even a co-sponsor. We'll check to be sure. Just earlier this week, we passed the Blue Navy bill. You might recall that relates to exposure to Agent Orange during the Vietnam War by people who weren't necessarily directly exposed. It has had impacts on several veterans that weren't qualified, if you will, for the VA benefits, and we passed that bill in the House earlier this week. So absolutely, the more we can do, the more we ought to be doing, frankly. We ought to be doing a lot more. But I appreciate the question. Appreciate your service.
All right, let's go next to Fred in Bismarck for Congressman Kevin Kramer on the phone, 258-0550. Go ahead, Fred.
Yes, good to talk to you, Congressman Kramer. I don't know if you remember, a couple years ago, you delivered a Trump pimp sign to my wife and I at our house.
Well, of course, because you won it on this show, as I recall.
Yep, that's right. So, so first of all, we'd like to offer a kind of a belated condolence for the passing of your son.
Those kinds of expressions are never belated, Fred. We just appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Anyway, we're very happy to see you running against Heidi, and we're behind you 100%. And I just wanted to let you know I have a suggestion for the one of Hillary's ads where she says she's stronger than battery acid. You need to add into that she's twice as corrosive for North Dakota.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that, Fred. I'll leave the creative to other people, but you've got a good mind for it, obviously. The interesting thing about that ad is I think some people have actually come to that conclusion based on her own ad, so I'm not sure it's worked as cleverly as she thought it would.
Fred, appreciate your call. Thank you for listening very much. Others welcome at 258-0550. Your friend Ed Schaefer just showed up here, as a matter of fact, too. He's a part of the warm-up crowd tonight on stage. So Ed says hi. He just came by to shake some hands and say hello. Texter, a question, says, the new Heidi ad mentions Kevin Cramer is for cuts to Social Security, Medicare, etc., to pay for the tax cut. Please ask Kevin if he has ever said that. The ad implicates the tax cut is adding to the debt, but believe actually collecting more money will boost our economy. Your response?
Well, first of all, not only is there no truth there, not only did I not say that, but I said something quite the contrary. The two sources that they use in the ad, because you know when they claim somebody said something, they have to put the source on the ad. The two sources of the ad actually have fact-checked it with their own recording of the shows where I supposedly said this on, and came to the conclusion that they lied about it and that it was not true. So the ad is not true. And secondly, I've never said it, but I have said we should do everything we can to secure and allow the continuation of Social Security and Medicare benefits for those people who have paid in and have it coming, and that we ought to also sustain it for future generations. And none of that involves cuts. It involves some policy changes and tweaks here and there, but it certainly doesn't. I think in the ad they say, I said that I'd have to slash Medicare and Social Security to pay for the tax cuts. Yeah, first of all, no politician would say that. And second of all, it's a blatant lie.
Well, here's what I don't understand. Valley News Live, KVLY, came out and did an analysis and said that was false, which is, you know, a local news agency saying this is false. Why are stations still running it?
Well, you'd have to ask the management at the stations that question, Scott. And I think part of why they still run it is because when it comes to the freedom of expression, particularly political expression, the media tends to give very wide-ranging, tolerance to it. And I think rightfully so. The politicians should have to correct the record themselves, and they're given the same wide-ranging latitude to do that. It does get a little bit dicey, however, when it's a blatant mistruth or untruth or lie.
Absolutely.
They could turn it down. They could roll it back. They could turn down the ad, but they've chosen to keep running it, so we know at least what the rules are.
Let me see if we get Amelia's question in, at least. We'll do the answer on the other side of the break. Amelia in Bismarck, quickly go ahead for Congressman Cramer.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Congressman, I saw an article the other day about a Harold Hamm who works on your campaign, and I read that he's not from North Dakota. I just wanted to know how you got to know him and why you think he's going to help out.
All right, hang on for the answer on the other side of the break. Amelia, if you want to hang on, we'll let you do that. Listen on the air, too, and drop off if you prefer, but it doesn't matter. Frank at Fargo, question on soybeans. Jay and Dickinson behind that, and Mike in Minnesota wants to talk e-logs. So all coming up on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Stay tuned.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Morton, Dunn, Cass, Trail, Burley, Stutzman, and McHenry counties in North Dakota, and 2,300 acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land along the Missouri River in Dewey County, south of Mobridge, South Dakota, and equipment auctions in Steele and Bowman, North Dakota, and Albany, Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
What's called a compromise immigration bill could see a vote in the U.S. House today.
The Republican-crafted measure would keep migrant families from being separated at the border, and House GOP whip Steve Scalise says the bill would also pay for President Trump's border wall and would strengthen immigration enforcement inside the U.S. Scalise says it's not clear whether Democrats will go for it.
What the Democrats want is amnesty and open borders, and that's really what it's come down to, and they don't want to build the wall.
Scalise was speaking on Fox and Friends. Another U.S. Supreme Court ruling comes down, this one dealing a big blow to labor unions. In a 5-4 decision, the high court justices said non-active members of public sector unions do not have to pay dues. That ruling overturns a long-standing precedent. And this is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
What's on your mind? Brought to you in part by our friends in beautiful Watford City, North Dakota. And I tell you what, they had a great home fest. Great home fest. A lot of fun. And now we're all getting geared up for Rib Fest. Best of the West Rib Fest in Watford City. Should be a great time. Hope you get a chance to go there. Get that on your calendar. It is the 15th annual Best of the West Rib Fest in Watford City, Friday, August 10th. And, of course, remember, when you use the promo code Best of the West, at many of the fine hotel accommodations in Watford City, you get 10% off the already low price. So it is a great deal. So we have a question here from the crowd that we'll get to in a moment. But first, an answer to the question that came in from Amelia in Bismarck related to, I guess, just basically your relationship with Harold Hamm.
Yeah. Well, she saw a story where Harold Hamm works for my campaign. And let me be clear, he does not need a job. And he does not work for the campaign. He is a dear friend of mine, a dear friend of yours, Scott's, dear friend of North Dakota's. Harold has Continental Resources. It was Harold's ingenuity and technology that really cracked the code of drilling horizontally and combining that with hydrologic fracturing, or fracking as we call it, that unlocked the Bakken and other basins as well, but particularly the Bakken. So Harold's a very important corporate citizen of North Dakota. He's given millions and millions of dollars to our universities and charities throughout the state, and he employs hundreds and hundreds of people directly and thousands within the industry as a result of his citizenship, corporate citizenship in North Dakota. I think the question was, if he's not from North Dakota, why does he work for you, or something to that effect? And I just wanted, I'd be very happy to check the citizenship, the state citizenship of my on-the-ground campaign staff versus my opponents. I have a very solid North Dakota team, not only in my campaign, but my official office as well, both in Washington and throughout the state of North Dakota. So I'm proud to have North Dakotans on my team. It's not that I have a prohibition against people from other states. There are some wonderful people that work hard at from other places as well. But we have Harold Hamm does not work for me. Let's put it that way. He does help me in terms of financial support. He's given me some money. He's hosted an event for me, so I'm grateful to him. I think I've lost him.
Scott?
Oh, hello. Are you and me? Is it you and me, Todd? Well,
I hear you.
There we go. Now we hear you.
Oh,
yeah. Right. I said, do you find it odd at all that there's this hostility, it seems, from the Heitkamp campaign towards Harold Hamm, who, again, as you say, is investing a ton in North Dakota, so that's odd. I mean, nasty texts and all kinds of things going on. And yet, if we look at the fundraising reports from the FEC, the balance sheets of people from Hollywood and New York and Connecticut, are up there with Harold. So, there's not she's not averse to, taking money from wealthy people. And this one happens to invest a lot in North Dakota. So is that odd?
It's not odd to me because it's what I've come to expect from Democrats, frankly, and particularly national Democrats. Scott, I don't think they'd want to have a wide open debate on who gets their support from where. Besides, it's never an interesting story if it's about Democrats. It's always interesting if it's about Republicans. And so, no, here's the thing, and we should all be honest about this, and this is probably a good time for me to just tell everybody in the crowd there and the others that are coming, this is a great opportunity for us to put on full display and illustrate the joyfulness of conservatism. We are joyful people because we're optimistic people. We're grateful people, grateful for the blessings that God has bestowed on us as a nation, as a state, as a region, as a people, and grateful for all that Donald Trump has done for us and in our economy and for paying attention to middle America and try to avoid and resist the resistance, if you will. We see the anger that's coming from the left. We saw a socialist last night in New York in a Democratic primary beat a Democratic leader in the House of Representatives. We've seen Maxine Waters advocate for hostility and even the protest and harassment. So we're seeing a very, very angry left. This is the time for us to show the counter to that. And one of the things, Scott, that this show has provided me is tremendous access to the great people of our state. And now during this campaign, my opponents are trying to sort of exploit that by putting gotcha people on the line and asking questions that they think are difficult for me to answer. And all I can say is I love it. I'm so grateful that people are active and take the time to call in. And even if it's an attempt at a gotcha question, I'm happy to take it.
Brent, all questions welcome right here, including from the crowd waiting for the Trump rally. Steve Hallstrom, who do you have there?
Scotty, I'm standing by with John Chun, my new best friend from Las Vegas, Nevada. He's been to 16 Trump rallies. He's retired. All he does is travel around and go to Trump rallies.
He has a homemade hat that says MAGA in paint.
Yep.
I like
Fantastic.
That.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So what's your question for Kevin Cramer?
Well, I want you to relay a message to Trump. Tell him I'll donate 7,000 acre feet of sand for the wall. That's enough sand for the whole wall.
And it's valued about
about $1.5
billion. About $1.5
billion,
yes,
of sand.
Good California sand available for the wall.
Okay, he's going to answer now. Come on over here and you can hear his answer right over here.
Yep, okay. So this is what I want you to do. When you see my friend Tommy Fisher, you guys get hooked up because you can offer a bargain that not even the federal government can turn down between the two of you. So we need the Fisher Wall built with the John Sand, and we'll have a barrier that will remove the incentive for all of this stuff that we're trying to deal with that shouldn't even be a problem in the United States. And that is, of course, the illegal immigration people crossing the border wherever they'd like, only to get more benefits in many cases than some of our own citizens do.
So is Tommy Fisher coming today?
I believe he is. I believe he's
all right. So the guy that has one of the leading bids for the wall, we'll have to connect
all
you guys up. That's
John's got to hook you up with a wall guy.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right. I won't miss that hat. I love it. Great ingenuity. Great folks here. By the way, quickly, an update on the discussions on the wall. Obviously, a part of that is in the immigration bill. If that bill doesn't pass, is the wall on hold?
Well, it's a great point, Scott. The bill is unlikely to pass. I'm sorry to have to say that, but I think it's unlikely to pass unless we can twist some arms here in the next 2 hours and get it over the top. It will become the foundation for when we do pass a bill, which we're going to have to do sometime this year, because there are a couple of court cases related to the DACA situation that are going to force some sort of action on our part. That said, the president's, I think, going to continue to make a pitch through the appropriations process, as he ought to, for $5 billion to get started. So it'd be $5 billion per year. The unfortunate thing is the bill that we're going to vote on here in a couple of hours has $25 billion it's called advanced appropriation. So it funds the building of the wall for 5 years. And during that 5-year period, as the wall is being built, the money has to be spent, or if it's not spent or somehow rescinded by future Congresses or future presidents and the wall doesn't get built, then the other fixes to the legal immigration side, particularly to DACA recipients and registered immigrants, does not kick in. So to me, it's rather ingenious bill. Some of the opposition comes less from what's in it than it does from what's not in it. So, perfect becomes the enemy of good in many cases. This is one more of those. But it's still, nonetheless, an incremental move in the right direction, creating a foundation for what eventually, hopefully, will be the full wall.
All right. Next up is Frank in Fargo. Question on soybeans for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead, Frank.
Hi, Congressman. So
hi, Frank.
These tariffs just have me. Can you hear me? Sorry.
Yeah, I can hear you. You bet.
Hi, Congressman. So these tariffs just have me very concerned about our economy, in particular soybeans. And I just had a quick question for you, sir. Do you know how much soybeans cost 2 months ago versus today?
I don't know the exact number, the exact amount. I'm gonna put roughly spitball it. I'm going to say somewhere in the $10 plus range a couple of months ago to probably in the $7 range today. It's sort of the barometer I often look at, Frank, when I look at commodity price cycles, is I like to look at it year to year, and because there are normal cycles, obviously, with commodities. So I'm with you. I share your concern over the tariffs. Just even on their own, I'm not crazy for tariffs because I just think they tend to add to the cost of things, and that cost is almost always ultimately borne by the consumer. But I'm also not crazy about it in terms of the retaliation that it sparks. Now, it's always unfortunate when one industry is retaliated against based on a tariff that's completely unrelated. I think that's unfair. But that said, this is an issue the president and I expect we're going to talk about here in a couple of hours when we're on Air Force One.
All right, Frank, thank you for the call. By the way, are you aware of the, it's called a rally, but it's actually purpose is to oppose much of the Trump administration agenda is happening today. Word being put out through the Heitkamp campaign, Farmers Union in Minnesota and North Dakota, Great Plains Food Bank today. What's your thoughts on a counter-protest to today's events?
Well, it's very inhospitable. It's very un-North Dakotan. I'm surprised. I don't mind that they want to have that type of a protest. They certainly can do that. They're welcome to do that. I encourage it if people want to do that kind of a rally. But I do think when you have the President of the United States coming to Fargo, North Dakota, it's really not the best way to welcome him, or frankly, even a very good way to make your point. The other interesting thing about the organizations that are hosting it surprised me a little bit because these same organizations held a news conference a couple of weeks ago announcing their strong support for the Senate version of the Farm Bill. And the Senate Farm Bill cuts payments to farmers by $400 million just in Title I, the commodity title, but the title that somebody else earlier had referenced. So I don't think farmers in a downswing, commodity price swing that Frank, for example, was just talking about, should be real enthused or would be very enthused about a farm bill that's $400 million less for farmers than the House bill. So at the end of the day, we're going to have a reconciled bill, assuming the Senate passes there, and I do assume that that will happen this week. And we'll go to a conference committee and reconcile the differences, and it'll be somewhere between the two. But I'm somewhat disappointed, to say the least.
Jay and Dickinson for Congressman Kramer. Let's get your answer, your question in here quickly. First answer will have to come on the other side of the break. Go ahead, Jay.
Okay. Well, we have a lot of empathy for these people that are crossing the border. If they stay in Mexico or Guatemala, wherever they're coming from, they would not get any programs. Once they cross here, they get various programs, schooling, et cetera. If we have an open vote and record the names as people are voting, let them come across, but the people who vote yes, all they have to do is pony up an extra 25 or 30% in their taxes. And
hang on a second, Jay. We'll hear the rest of your plan after the break. Don't go away.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
So maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Welcome to Soybean Minute.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Mike Langseth of Barney. The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to offer the third annual Market Outlook for Soybeans. This one-day program will give soybean producers a mid-season look at the soybean markets and discussion of marketing strategies prior to harvest. Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frayne Olson will discuss how the season is progressing, the South American crop, and walk producers through marketing strategies and risk management options for the 2018 soybean harvest. This seminar will be held on July 27th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at two locations, North Dakota State University Commodity Trade Room in Berry Hall in Fargo and Bismarck State College Campus in Bismarck. Both courses will be facilitated by noted professors Bill Wilson and Frayne Olson of NDSU. Be sure to register by July 20th by contacting the North Dakota Soybean Council office at 701-566-9300. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
And we're back live at Shields Arena, countdown to the Donald Trump arrival and the rally coming up in just a little bit. Before we get back to Jay, by the way, your ride today is with the president. Is that right, Congressman Kramer?
It is.
So what happens when you're on Air Force One? Do you, like, talk to the president? You go hang out in his office or conference room? Or what do you do?
Yeah, well, it's interesting. You know, we see a lot of him. He's a very hospitable host on Air Force One. He checks on us pretty regularly. You can get called up to visit with him in his own. Yeah, he does have his own little chambers, if you will. Cabin in there, but we'll sit around a nice area, nice conference table with the senior staff. Senator Hoeven's going to be with me as well. So anyway, yeah, it's all good. We'll spend a lot of time with him.
That is going to be great. Okay, so Jay and Dickinson, you just were finishing your explanation and about to get the question for Congressman Kramer, so go ahead and finish if you would.
Well, I know it would never work, but it might be a talking point for Trump or a bargaining point. But I think that all the people, well, we all have empathy. There is only so much that we can afford. We're not in that great a shape fiscally to begin with. So you have an open vote, names recorded, and how they vote is recorded. The people that feel we should have open immigration, they can have three kids come live with them or a family, and they can pay for all their schooling. Their taxes would go up by 20, 25, 30%, whatever is needed to care for these people. Because if they stayed where they were at, there would be no programs for them. But once they come here, they're entitled to it.
Interesting concept, Jay. Complex, I would imagine, to administer. With Congressman Kramer, quickly, your thoughts?
It would be, but I also want to be clear that even the bill we're talking about as it relates to DACA, now these are people who are already here, came here, not at their own fault, but their parents brought them here illegally. We do propose, prior to them even being eligible, first of all, that the wall is built, not just approved, but built, and then they would have to pay a fine, so it's not amnesty. They'd pay a fine, and then they'd have to meet other criteria, such as a job or education, all those kinds of things, military service. So the concept's not completely crazy, obviously, but it would be complex in the way it's
talking point more than anything.
Yeah. No, I think it gets to your point that let's find out how serious these people are.
And not...
Appreciate that, Jay, very much. I've got to keep moving. We're really just jammed here to get the rest of the group in here. And a gentleman has a question. Your name, sir?
Doug Mason.
What's your question for Congressman Kramer?
Yeah, Kevin, I was wanting to know how you are going to defend our Second Amendment.
Well, I defend it every day when I have the opportunity, and every vote that I have the opportunity, usually it means voting against restrictions, because the Second Amendment shouldn't really need defending. It's the Constitution of the United States of America. So now the question becomes, how do we better apply it? For example, in the bill that we passed in the House, we combined fixed NICS with concealed carry reciprocity, because the Second Amendment was for all Americans, not state by state, as one example. But for the most part, what we end up doing is just playing defense by trying to push back against restrictions that the left is always putting on in legislation on the floor.
All right, let's get in another call here. Mike in Minnesota's...
Scott, just to let you know, because you had a text during the break, you asked about the First Step Act before we leave. I just want to let you know that we did pass it in the House, and I did vote for it.
Okay, yeah.
Moving people out of incarceration into society.
Someone had received a email, rather a mailer, and was asking about a particular piece of legislation they were encouraging Heidi to vote for. They wanted Heidi to vote for it, and they asked whether you supported it. You said you did, so we got their answer as well.
And we did pass it. We did pass it.
Got it. Mike in Minnesota for Congressman Kramer. Question on e-logs. Quickly, go.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My question is these electronic logbooks have really saddled every driver out here with restrictions that they threw all the trucking industry in a great big basket, and it just doesn't work. They're forcing guys to drive longer when the restrictions are keeping them from taking their breaks. They want you to take a break in 4 hours, but if you're tired, you should be able to take it when you can. And I would rather see them go after texters, because I'd rather follow a drunk than I would somebody texting. But these e-logs have taken guys and literally taking the driving job out of their hand and put it in a little box on the dash.
And your question is, how do you fix it, right, Mike?
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. How do you, now that they got their teeth locked into it, the FMCSA, it's like anything else, the longer you go with it, the more comfortable guys get with them. And
I only have a half a minute for your answer, Mike, so I'm going to ask you to pause there.
We've attacked it on several fronts. I'm the author and sponsor of a bill that is asking for, at the very least, for the FMCSA to do a study on how many truckers are we losing as a result of this. I'm hearing of dozens and dozens of people are actually quitting the industry. Secondly, I'm a prime co-sponsor of a bill that repeals the rule altogether for any trucking company that has less than 10 trucks. Because to your point, Mike, one size does not fit all, and this one is really devastating on smaller companies. And we, you know, the guidance that came out a few weeks ago was an improvement for sure, particularly on personal time. But we just keep fighting it, and just, as you say, it becomes more comfortable. But in this case, the longer it's been, in fact, they're imposed, the worse it's looking.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate that. Congressman Kramer, fly safely on Air Force One. We'll see you on stage here in a few hours at Shields Arena, Fargo.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, everybody.
Congressman Kevin Kramer, full hour of calls, questions, comments from the crowd, from the texters, from the listeners, from the callers.
Okay, royalty owners, listen up here. The National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Chapter is again holding their annual convention, the Oil and Gas Minerals 6th Annual Convention, Bismarck, North Dakota, June 28th and 29th. Mark your calendars. This is an educational event that is open to the public. As always, the presentations offer important information on what is happening in North Dakota that will affect you, mineral owners. Thursday night includes dinner, a movie about the history of the Bakken, a tour of the North Dakota Heritage Center at the state capitol, and more. For those new to mineral ownership, Mineral Management 101 will be offered. To register, go online, naro-us.org/events. That's naro-us.org/events. Or call 800-558-0557. 800-558-0557. And don't miss this year's Oil and Gas Mineral Owners Convention, June 28th, 29th, Bismarck, North Dakota, for the National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Chapter. Hurry for those early bird deals.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.